Today is Tuesday, April 9th. What's on the agenda for lawmakers as they return to the nation's capital, from funding to impeachment, we'll explain. And President Biden's latest plan to erase student loan debt, will it hold up? Also, traffic jams, marriage ceremonies, and scientific experiments, Americans' reactions to the solar eclipse. Plus, who came out on top in the March Madness finale? Some of the best deals available right now during Target's Big Spring Sales event. And which shows are the most watched on streaming services? Those stories and even more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Congress is back in session today with a lot of unfinished business on the table. As one of the first orders of business in the House, lawmakers will have to address aid for Ukraine and other American allies. And that already passed in the Senate. Also, House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing a threat of a vote to remove him from the speakership over his decision to work with Democrats to fund the government last month. And House impeachment managers are set to send the Senate articles of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary, which could tee up a trial. Also in the Senate, lawmakers could move forward with tax legislation, a long-delayed rail safety bill, or that TikTok bill that could ban the app in the U.S. Plus, both the House and Senate have been asked to pass new funding for the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore that collapsed last month. And those are just a few examples of the lingering issues on the agenda. So stay tuned. President Biden is trying, once again, to forgive student debt for tens of millions of borrowers. Specifically, his new plan would reduce payments for 25 million Americans and erase all debt for another 4 million. The administration believes this plan will hold up in court because it targets specific groups of borrowers. Instead of offering broad loan forgiveness like the last one did, which ended up being blocked by the Supreme Court, this one would help borrowers who are eligible for existing programs that lower or eliminate debt, but who haven't yet applied for that loan forgiveness. It would also help people whose loan balances have ballooned because of interest, people with debt who started repaying their loans more than 20 years ago, people who are experiencing hardship paying back their loans because of medical or childcare costs, and more. Most of it would be done automatically, without people needing to apply, with the exception of those who are claiming some sort of hardship. The Biden administration has not yet said how much this plan would cost, but no matter what, it is expected to face opposition in court. Republicans have repeatedly fought Biden's plans for student loan cancellation, saying the benefit is unfair and shouldered by taxpayers who either repaid their loans already or did not go to college. And some critics have said the Supreme Court was already clear that widespread loan cancellation must come from Congress. Still, the Biden administration hopes at least some of the provisions will be able to go into effect in early fall. This week, former President Trump laid out his stance on an issue that both Democrats and Republicans believe could help decide the presidential election. We're talking about abortion. In his long-anticipated announcement, Trump said abortion restrictions should be left up to the states. Trump acknowledged that will mean some states will have different policies, but said, quote, at the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. In other words, he did not support a national abortion ban, and he didn't specify the number of weeks in which he thought the procedure should be banned. Though he still says he's proud the Supreme Court justices he nominated overturned Roe v. Wade. Well, his statement ended up sparking criticism from leaders on both sides of the issue. On the left, prominent abortion rights groups argued Trump cannot be trusted after his leading role in overturning abortion rights. And President Biden's campaign has already started featuring women who have been impacted by restrictive abortion laws. On the right, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said he respectfully disagreed with Trump's position. And former Vice President Mike Pence called Trump's statement a, quote, slap in the face to the millions of pro-life Americans. Either way, abortion will be a defining issue for voters this fall. In several states, voters will be weighing in on the procedure specifically on the same day they decide who they want as president. Some are being asked to approve new restrictions. Others are expected to decide whether to enshrine abortion rights into state law. To be continued. Millions of people all over North America spent much of the day yesterday looking up at the sky. Behind eclipse glasses, they watched the moon's shadow grow until the light was put out. In some places, it was dim for up to 4.5 minutes, though almost everyone in the U.S. was able to see some part of it. Unfortunately, authorities did report some traffic crashes and some significant road delays as big crowds flocked to prime locations. Along the path of totality, where the sun was 100% covered, there were plenty of events to mark the occasion. Like more than 100 couples joined a mass wedding in Russellville, Arkansas. Many schools let out for the day, and others let students get outside to watch. Plus, scientists use the event to study the sun. In fact, NASA launched rockets to conduct research on aspects of the sun and Earth that's only possible during an eclipse. The next total solar eclipse visible in the contiguous U.S. is happening in 20 years, and that will only graze a sliver of Montana and North Dakota. We have much more news for you still coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, OneSkin. So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Now back to the news. UConn is now a men's national basketball champion for the second year in a row, capping off a streak of historic dominance that dates back to the beginning of last year's tournament. The Huskies beat the Purdue Boilermakers 75-60 in the March Madness title game last night. And that makes UConn just the eighth team in NCAA men's basketball history to win back-to-back championships and the first to do so since 2007. It doesn't come as a huge surprise, though, since Connecticut entered the tournament as the number one overall seed and the overwhelming favorite to win the title. The Huskies went on to have a double-digit victory in every single round. As we told you yesterday, South Carolina became champions on the women's side with its victory over Iowa. And now we know that game set another viewership record for women's basketball. 18.7 million viewers tuned in, making it the most watched women's basketball game in history. A chip-making giant out of Taiwan is getting a big grant from the U.S. government. This week, the Biden administration announced a $6.6 billion grant for Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing, which makes advanced microchips for companies like Apple and NVIDIA. And those chips are important, since they power everything from phones and supercomputers to cars and fighter jets. The money will actually go toward a factory complex that's already under construction in Phoenix and is expected to start production next year. The project is supposed to create more than 20,000 construction jobs and 6,000 permanent jobs. This grant is just part of a bipartisan effort to bring chip making back to the U.S. Even though semiconductors were invented here, production has largely shifted overseas, with just 10% of the world's chips made in the U.S. now. Well, that is expected to double soon. The so-called CHIPS Act was passed with $53 billion in grants, research funding, and other incentives. Billions have already gone to Intel and Global Foundries, and more large grants are expected to be announced soon. One of Apple's key features is now available for Androids. It's called Find My Device. Once an Android phone or tablet has been marked as lost, the feature will send out a silent signal by Bluetooth, and the owner will be notified of its location. Google says Pixel 8 and Pixel 8 Pro owners will also be able to find their devices even if they're powered off or the battery is dead, another thing that's also available via Apple. There are a few features that Apple does not offer, though, like if the item is at home, Nest devices can help you find them. Plus, you can share devices with friends and family, so someone you know can help you look for something. Everything can be found in the new Find My Device app in the Google Play Store. It's Circle Week for Target fans. The sales event kicked off this week. To take advantage of the deals, you just have to be a member of Target's loyalty program, Target Circle, which is free to join. And there are hundreds of thousands of deals up for grabs. For example, 30% off spring and summer fashion and 10% off Target gift cards. Also, if you spend $50 on home care or beauty products, you'll get a $15 gift card. And parents, if you spend at least $100 on diapers and wipes, you can get a $30 gift card. Of course, those are just a few of the many deals out there. Circle Week runs through Saturday. When it comes to streaming, people seem to like the classics. Bloomberg examined 3 years of Nielsen data tracking the most watched shows every week, and it found a lot of reruns dominating. For example, the most watched TV show is now NCIS, which is 21 years old. People are watching roughly 11.4 million episodes a week, and that's just on streaming. NCIS has also been the most watched scripted show on live TV for much of the last decade. Overall, 9 of the 10 most watched streaming programs are reruns. The only original series to make the top 10 was Netflix's Stranger Things. Granted, even though reruns dominate the top 10, that's not the case overall. Most of the 100 most popular titles of the last 3 years are original series like Ozark, The Crown, Bridgerton, Cobra Kai, Love is Blind, and You. And the most popular streaming services are still Netflix and YouTube. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor. I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have 2 pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, which number does every Major League Baseball player wear on April 15th? You can play along with us in our weekly roundup email that comes out every Friday. As for last week's trivia question, where are crickets' ears located? The answer is on their legs. More precisely, they are just below the knees of a cricket's front legs, and they are the tiniest ears in the animal kingdom. It's not just crickets either, but grasshoppers and locusts also have knee ears that are just a fraction of a millimeter long. And by facing one way or the other, a cricket, grasshopper, or locust can tell which direction a sound is coming from. And one thing they're listening for is other crickets' chirps. And there are apparently different chirps that mean different things. The loud, monotonous one we hear outside in the evenings is a mating call. Another is made when 2 males encounter one another. And there's even a lookout chirp warning others that danger is nearby. All right, thank you so much for listening and making us part of your daily routine. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.